Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and Crawford Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. I know you're a member of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Services Committee, and that committee's been holding a series of events and hearings this summer, including a tour of some important military bases in Pennsylvania and also holding hearings on some emergency services-related legislation. What's going on here?
Actually, last week, the Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee was invited to do a tour of the Tobyhanna Army Depot. The depot is over by Scranton, and we were welcomed by the staff there and had a wonderful tour and were given information regarding all of the activities of the depot and how it is critical in supporting our military, not just the Army, but all branches of service. It was a wonderful tour, and the committee certainly gained a lot of insight of the role that this Army Depot plays for not just the state of Pennsylvania, but for the entire nation. The next day in Scranton, we held a joint House and Senate Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee hearing on the reauthorization of Title 35 emergency services or 9/11 centers, and specifically the regional task forces. It was very informative of what the task forces see as barriers for them to provide emergency services to our constituents. So I was happy to be there, and again, it was very informative hearing directly from those regional task forces and how they continue to serve our constituents across the state of Pennsylvania.
Also, the House Policy Committee has been holding a series of hearings this summer on a health issue that's very important to the entire state. What's going on here?
Well, the House Policy Committee had several hearings, again, across the state in regards to the devastating opioid and heroin abuse crisis. We are seeing this in all of our communities. We heard from many in the field in regards to this crisis, and we will be gathering this information, and the Department of Drug and Alcohol has launched a public information campaign called Anyone Can Become Addicted to raise awareness of the crisis and to provide resources. The House Policy Committee will be gathering all that information from the hearings to see if there are ways that we can address this crisis through legislation. We will be in session this month, so this is something that all four caucuses will be addressing in the very near future.
And I know summer is a busy season, and there's a lot going on, especially with local fairs. You've had quite a few in your district, and there's some events that are yet to happen. What's going on?
Absolutely, Mike. It's been a busy summer, as usual, since I represent three counties, Warren, Crawford, and Forest. All three county fairs have taken place with a great turnout. We've had a wonderful, beautiful summer weather-wise, so the attendance has been good at all the fairs and the festivals that happen throughout the district. But we still have some that are coming up this weekend. We have a Cornfield 500 here in Warren County. We have the Spartansburg Fair coming up in Crawford County. We have the State Fishing Tournament coming up in TDUPA, which is always draws a big crowd from across the state. And there's just a continuation of festivals throughout the district. And I encourage everyone to go out and support these festivals because this is great for our communities. It takes a lot of volunteer time and a lot of volunteers to make these events successful. And there's still a lot to do out there in the 65th district before the close of summer. Also, the Farm Bureau has had their Farm Bureau tours in all three counties. Warren County had their Farm Bureau legislative tour, Crawford County, and next week will be the farm tour for Clarion, Forest, and Venango, which I plan on attending. So it's been great to hear from the farming community and their concerns in regards to the farms of Pennsylvania, and agriculture, our number one industry.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.